The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor. Visit Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Jake Walker, your host. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. What a beautiful morning. It's going to be an amazing weekend. The weather is going to be perfect. Go to visitpensacola.com right now and check out all that's going on in Pensacola. We've got lots of great events to talk about. Joining me is Darren Schaefer, the CEO of Visit Pensacola. How you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Jake.
Oh, yeah, good morning. I'm just loving this weather. I love that little bit of chill that we still have in the air a little bit, but it's just I love the afternoon and the evenings on the beach here right at this time in April.
It's truly my favorite time of the year. I was out at the Wahoos game last night.
Oh, yeah.
What a great night to catch a game. And the Wahoos did great. And it just reminds me of, we're really blessed to have so many different ways to get out and these opportunities that we have as residents, but also things that our visitors enjoy as well. And you're right, this weekend, so much going on.
Yes. And I love that we can still, you know, we're growing and we're going to grow, but we can still get around. You know, I feel like the events are very accessible, especially beach events. I love going down there and mixing it up and seeing all the people coming into town and enjoying this just amazing backdrop that we have here that we, you know, sometimes we take for granted, man. But like on days like today, when I was driving in, coming over the bridge, I was like, oh man, this, you cannot beat this. CEO of Visit Pensacola, how long have you been in this role?
It was 4 years this month, April 20th.
Oh, so, congratulations.
It's been a great 4 years. My wife and I, we love the Pensacola area.
Yeah.
So whether we're out in Perdido Key, downtown, out at Pensacola Beach, up north in the county, it's been a great 4 years.
Mm. Speaking of Perdido Key, out in that direction, the mullet toss is coming up, right?
That's a great segue.
Yeah, thank you.
mullet toss, iconic, iconic event. For our area, and you know, what just started out as a party has evolved into really one of the biggest beach events that we have in the county. And
how did this start? Did somebody just get mad and throw a fish at somebody, and somebody
and just
said,
happened
"Hey,
to head towards Alabama"?
Right. Yeah. How did this come about? I don't know. I've never researched this, but it's a huge event.
You know, just started as a reason to have a party.
Right. And, exactly.
Sometimes it's the most unusual things that really catch on. And so I've had an opportunity to throw, and I'll probably be out there tomorrow morning because there's always a fundraising component that goes with it. And so I'd like to, be a part of it just for that. But nice T-shirt you come with that too. And I'm not going to be throwing for necessarily a record, maybe my personal best.
Right. I'm looking up the record right now. It's 189 feet, 8 inches.
Yeah, I'm a couple feet underneath that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Or more.
Mm-hmm. That is, yeah. But you wear gloves, right? And you just kind of step up to the circle and just... You didn't wear gloves?
I think it's barehanded.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I think,
okay.
Yeah. Unless that's been a rule change.
Yeah. Well, I would think the glove would give you an advantage, maybe, with the slipperiness of the mullet, Every time I say mullet, I just think of Billy Ray Cyrus. Is that a psychological thing? I don't know. I just picture the word mullet. I just picture Billy Ray
Cyrus. It's often, referenced along with country music. So
it definitely is.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. All horses have mullets, if you think about it.
Horse mullet.
Horse
mullet.
That
you don't hear as
it's
much.
It's a great band name. Coming up on Bands on the Beach, Horse Mullet. We'll talk about Bands on the Beach coming up here in a minute because that's a huge event. I love this every year. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you have questions or comments about any of these events coming up in Pensacola, I've got Darren Schaefer from Visit Pensacola here in the studio. Let us know. 437-1620. Everybody's talking about crawfish.
And they should.
They should. It's time. It's time to shine when it comes to crawfish.
Yeah, the Pensacola Crawfish Festival starts today, goes through Sunday out at the Seville Square in Fountain Park in the downtown Pensacola area. Mm-hmm. Again, another longstanding event for our community. And it's a lot of fun. Live music. They have a whole exhibitor area, other food besides crawfish. But my first experience, I was a little tentative, but I had someone take me under their wing and helped, extract the crawfish meat for the first time for me until
I got the hang of it.
Yes. Because they do, they're a little strange looking initially.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite a bit of work for a little bit of payoff, but man, I'll take it. You know, because after about 10 or 12, you're like, okay, I'm starting to feel this. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you get that big plate of crawfish and you're like, that looks like a lot, you know, it's not.
It's not. Especially if you're like me, I could eat 100 in one sitting. I love it. All right. So Crawfish Festival this weekend. The Zydeco music is what I'm really excited about, because Zydeco music is, you know, you hear blues a lot, and blues can be about some sad topics, you know, and it can kind of, you know, but it's still kind of empowering. But Zydeco, it's hard to feel down when you're listening to Zydeco music. It's just so happy and peppy, and I love it, man. So this is just going to be a great event. Wash it down with some great beverages, and just have a great time this weekend. And if you drink, don't drive. Do the mullet toss, crawfish crawl. I don't know. All right. Bands on the Beach.
Yeah. You know, what a great event. Every Tuesday night, now through into the fall, there's free live music out at the Bands on the Beach, out at Casino Beach. Mm-hmm. And it is a great way to end the day, be outside, you know, fantastic sunsets, free live music. You can bring out food. You can bring out a cooler. It is something that I'll try to take advantage of whenever I can, and certainly something that I know our residents take advantage of every week.
Mm-hmm. And no glass, right? That's one of the rules.
Well, anytime you're around a beach or a pool, that's probably a good rule.
Yeah, bring the cans in the cooler. And pets, we're not no dogs, I think, is one of the rules too.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I think, right. Yeah. So, but other than that, bring everybody else out, because I'm telling you, this venue right there on the beach, on the sand, and they always have a great sound system and lights. It's always a great show. I think April 30th, which is going to be my birthday, you got True Blue playing, Nate Smith and his blues band. I've sat in and played a few gigs with those guys, and, yeah, great dudes, great music, lots of fun. Nate's a great guitar player. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. So I will definitely be there for that one. And of course we can't talk about Pensacola without talking about our Blue Angels. And, I'm really excited to talk about Navy Days coming up here in a little bit, because that's something I think is just going to be an annual event that's only going to grow. Tell us about our Blue Angels. Are they practicing right now? What's happening?
Yeah, they are. You know, again, something special, unique to the Pensacola area is being home to the Blue Angels. And every Tuesday and Wednesday, they're out practicing, and you can go out, stand on the flight line, and enjoy a mini air show. And of course, the museum itself is just phenomenal. And so I believe it's Wednesdays where the Blue Angels will then come into the museum and sign autographs and get a chance to meet the Blue Angels. Check the website for the Naval Aviation Museum, and because they're the ones who help coordinate with the Blue Angels and their practices. What a great experience. You have someone who comes to town who's never had that experience. I mean, it is truly special. And there's nothing like the sound and the roar of those planes. Yeah. And it fills me with pride every time. I feel a little safer when I experience that.
Just knowing that there are people in this world that can operate machinery like that, especially in a combat scenario, I feel definitely a lot safer, because, you know, I have trouble driving, you know, to work every day in my truck. I can't imagine, you know, even having to do some of the basic moves that they do would probably make me pass out.
I've had a chance to talk to pilots and ask them about that. How is that process? Because you can't just drop an ordinary human into that plane and go. It's a bit at a time. It's pieces of information, and it's a process that gets them through the steps and provides the confidence and the courage to get up in the air with a plane like that and fly at the speeds that they do.
Wow. Have you ever talked with anybody that got to guest and go up and fly with them?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I think the very own Brent Lane here at Cat Country has had the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And someday I would love to have that chance myself. But it's a special opportunity, and I understand that there's always maybe an embarrassing passing out or maybe getting sick, but that is easily the price I would pay.
What I love is when they're like, no, I didn't pass out. I was good. And then you're like, no, watch the tape, man.
Yeah,
you were out for like
video.
A good 5 seconds. You were out. it's such, and like you said, it's just a sense of pride. When you see them, you think, wow, that's us. That's Pensacola. That's the Blue Angels. And I do feel safer with them around. Navy Days. We've had representatives from Navy Days on the show. We've talked about it a lot on both stations. This is huge. Like, I'm very, very excited about this because I feel like, hey, I'm living in Pensacola in 2024 when Navy Days first came out. So let's talk about this.
Yeah, it's an event that was really easy to get behind because it recognizes such a major part of our community and the role that the military presence has now and over time. And of course, there's a lot of things that are done in appreciation for the military, the Naval Aviation Station, the men and women that serve. But this is the first time that we've really had, you know, a big event that's 3 days long and has the opportunity to grow. A lot of people have gotten behind it. A lot of sponsors have contributed to this. So this is the first year, and there's 3 days components. And it's always great when we can tie in things that already exist and then can showcase and be a part of this. So Friday night, gallery night, is dedicated to military appreciation, Pensacola Navy Days. And while the name is Pensacola Navy Days, we're really celebrating all the branches.
Right.
Because we certainly have more than just the Navy in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. But so we start with gallery night. Of course, May is Military Appreciation Month, which makes sense. And then there also is a ticketed event. There's a gala, a night at the museum that is black tie, and you know, it's the high-end event. Mm-hmm. We have a great speaker that's coming out for that, Admiral Harry Harris. Truly one of the highest ranking officers who has come through Pensacola, and I'm really looking forward to hearing from him. He's got the special guest speaker, but it's a dinner. There'll be a dance afterwards, really excited about having that as part of Pensacola Navy Days. But Saturday is the big day where we've got we're downtown, we're along the bayfront. We start with a 4K run that starts at Maritime Park, runs out to Veterans Memorial Park and back, and then a parade that will follow the runners back. It starts at Maritime Park, it starts at the Veterans Park, ends at Community Maritime Park, and then we have a family fun festival going on as well. So we've got drill teams, demonstrations, we've got activations, we've got equipment and vehicles on display, food and beverages. I mean, it's just a great way to show your community pride, your pride in the military, and an important role they have in our community.
The parade, they were talking about the ROTC groups that are going to be doing like drill demonstrations and presentations, and some of the bands that are going to be in the parade. Now, this is a no-throw parade. This is a little different. We're going to keep it clean. We're not going to be throwing any beads, anything like that. Just throw your support.
That's a great way to say it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then everything wraps up with Blues on the Bay on Sunday.
Yeah, and again, another event that has perfect timing and hopefully becomes a regular part of Pensacola Navy Days. They do a great job. They're bringing in the Modern Eldorados, which is a popular band, Sunday night from 6 to 8 o'clock, and that's how we're going to wrap up Pensacola Navy Days in its first year.
That's great. It's like I said, it's only going to grow and get bigger, and this is just amazing. I love it. Lots of great sponsors, too. The community, like you said, it was really easy to get behind this, I'm sure, and lots of great support from our community. So Navy Days, go check that out, May 17th through the 19th. During May, we're going to have I need to get on my weeks here because I usually do the National Day calendar. I'll always check that out. And I know that we have months, commemorating things, but we also have weeks commemorating things. And coming up May 20th through the 24th is National Travel and Tourism Week. So I'm going to have to get some material together for that week as well, because that's what we're all about here.
Yeah, this is something that Visit Pensacola has supported, and every year, just recognizing the tourism industry's critical role in our community, powering the local economy and providing jobs for over 20,000 residents. Wow. You know, we take very seriously what we do at Visit Pensacola because we know how many people the local tourism industry employs and businesses. And this is a chance to do a little celebration, a little pat on the back and a little recognition for everybody from the front line to the folks that make an investment in tourism through their businesses. Monday we do a little fun thing. It's called the Hospitality Olympics. We're already sold out for that, but teams from different businesses in the tourism community will come out and compete. But Tuesday we do a stakeholder breakfast, and that is open to anyone. It's an opportunity to explore the latest insights and research that we can provide. We bring in some vendors to share trends and talk about what we're doing at Visit Pensacola. So the stakeholder breakfast on Tuesday, great event. Another one that is my favorite is on Thursday, we do a Hospitality Hero Award Ceremony and Luncheon. And this this program is designed to recognize our front line associates, those that are face-to-face with our visitors that make that great first impression, and we rely on them to, you know, create the memories that can be associated with our community that bring people back again and again. Our frontline has so much responsibility and power to make a great first impression or a bad one, and it doesn't take much bad customer service to have someone think maybe they might want to go somewhere else.
Right.
But we do a great job of sending out the invitation and providing a warm welcome.
Hmm. And check out visitpensacola.com. It's a great website. Lots of information there. Let's talk real quick about the app. There's a Visit Pensacola app, right?
Yeah. So, you know, a great thing about having the app is opportunity to use geolocation features to find things that are near you. You can build an itinerary. There's a number of trails. I think it's a great to find out what's going on the happy hour every day.
Right.
And you can get it's available in the App Store. It's available in Google Play. It's the Visit Pensacola app. And like I said, whether it's finding current events, things to do, museums and attractions, restaurant listings, and I said the happy hours at nightclubs, all that's available through the app.
So is this in real time? You can just be sitting downtown and just turn that app on and be like, what's going on around me? And then, bloop, happy hour, 2 feet this way, walk. You know, like, okay.
Very close to that.
All right,
We get a little AI involved, and then we'll take it to that level.
Very nice. Darren Schaefer is joining me this morning from Visit Pensacola. Go to visitpensacola.com. And get all the details on all these great events we're talking about. The Mullet Toss, Crawfish Festival coming up this weekend, Bands on the Beach, Blue Angels practicing. We've got Navy Days, first annual, National Tourism, Travel and Tourism Week coming up May 19th through the 25th. Just so much to do here in Pensacola. Let's talk real quick about your staff, because there's lots of people behind the scenes here making this all work.
Yeah, we have a great team. I've been doing this job for over 25 years. Five different destinations, three different states.
Wow.
And this is the best team that I've had the opportunity to work with.
You say that to all the teams. You've been with so many. Wow. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No.
You know, each one are special in their own right. But truly, you know, we've been able to build a great team. And we've been, you know, when we look at new hires and bringing them on, you know, it's all how do we build on the great culture that we already have. These are people that are from the area that are dedicated, take so much pride in what they do. I think a great example is we had our social media associate, Blake Howerton. He went out to the beach recently to capture, you know, golden sunset, and was also able to capture the Blue Angels coming home. And it is a great piece of video that he was able to capture, and you can find that on our Instagram account. But we were excited when it hit 1 million views.
Wow.
Blown away when it hit 2 million views. And I don't know that we've had any other piece of content ever hit that mark.
Nice.
But it certainly is an example of the dedication of our staff to get out and do things and showcase our community. So whether it's marketing and communications, or it's the sales team telling our story, from our visitor information centers to, you know, all the distribution channels like our website. We're trying to provide the great information for our residents and visitors to explore Escambia County. And, you know, what I love is that we have different aspects to the county. I mean, we have Perdido Key, we have Pensacola Beach. They are not the same. Those are different experiences.
Right.
It's still surrounded, you know, based on those great sugar white sand beaches and blue green water. But lots of outdoor recreation, having a downtown like we do. And that's, you know, all those things come part of growth. I mean, I know at times there's concerns, are we growing too fast? This community isn't what I remember when I first got here or
right.
when I grew up. But, you know, you can be growing. And if you're not growing, some people think you're dying.
Right.
We certainly wouldn't want to see a downtown go back to what we had not too long ago.
Right.
But our downtown is growing and being successful. We're seeing additional development. And the important thing is that everybody from our county commissioners to our municipal leaders at the city level all think about smart growth.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to have the infrastructure always front and center in our minds as we plan for the future that we can handle, you know, more residents, more visitors. And
right.
At Visit Pensacola, you know, we want to protect our natural assets, leave no trace on the beaches,
mm-hmm.
and we try to focus on bringing people to our community during times when we are slower. So that helps provide year-round business for your favorite restaurant or your activity, because if we didn't have our visitors, we would not have the wealth of restaurants and recreational opportunities that we do.
Right.
When visitors come in and help pay for that and then go home
right.
and leave it behind for the residents.
Yeah.
So trying to make sure that we are able to support these businesses year round and the jobs that go with them
mm-hmm.
is, you know, our focus at Visit Pensacola. Mm.
Speaking of growth and development, the Insider Guide for local businesses and people wanting to, you know, get in front of those people coming into our area. How can people get in touch with that? How can people get on that?
Sure. So you can go to the website and request one, and we'll mail one out. We have them at all three visitor centers. So whether you're at our main location in Wayside Park, right by the base of the bridge in Pensacola, mm-hmm. or you're out in Perdido Key or Pensacola Beach, you can find those there. I mean, we distribute it to our hotels and our partners. But yeah, you can go to visitpensacola.com and have one mailed to you.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. Our website is certainly our primary communication tool
mm-hmm.
and is able to disseminate a lot of information. We have 2.2 million visitors, but
wow.
There is still an appetite and a need for a printed piece. So
hmm.
we don't print as many as we used to,
right?
But it's really become an inspiration guide. Great pictures, great content that helps people explore our destination.
Yes. Visit Pensacola.com. Go there and check out all these great events. Got Navy Days coming up. This is going to be a huge event. Get down there and toss some mullet this weekend. We've got Crawfish Festival, Bands on the Beach, all this great stuff. Darren Schaefer, the CEO of Visit Pensacola, and his awesome team bringing this to you. Thank you so much for what you do, sir.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.